dance is through, that you're in love with her. She.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now we will move on to the roll call.
Commissioner Murr?
Here.
Commissioner Peck?
Here.
Commissioner Goodman?
Here.
Vice Chair Friedman?
Here.
Chair Gray?
Present. And we have now a public forum. Are there any speaker slips?
There are no speaker slips.
Thank you. Okay, so we will move on to amendments or adjustments to the agenda. Are there any amendments or adjustments to the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to the consent calendar, the first item of which is to approve the Library Advisory Commission meeting minutes of April 1st, 2019. Do I have a recommendation and a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed or abstentions? Thank you. And we will now move on to the director's report. Director Gray?
Thank you. So I'll be reporting for the period of March through approximately mid-April. We circulated 54,267 items in March, which was a decrease over March 2018. We believe that the reason for the decrease was the activity that was going on outside of the library. There was a lot of digging of the sidewalk and putting in a new sidewalk from Fairview Gardens down to the library. There was also road work, and additionally a long slow term leak was found in the plumbing leading from the library out under the road, so that it needed to be fixed as well. So that affected our statistics both in March and in April. However, we still had 22,054 visitors. Our patrons borrowed 6,068 items from other libraries, and we loaned 5,016 items to patrons from other libraries. So as you can see, we're really beginning to balance that scale from being net borrowers to net lenders. And Commissioner Peck had asked about getting statistics on downloadable data. We'll have more complete data for you next month when we're going to do a report on virtual materials specifically. But I was able to assess that we had our patrons download 2,764 items on Hoopla, which is the pay per download database that we use. And year to date, they've downloaded 18,306 items just on Hoopla alone. So next week, we'll get you the statistics for the other three databases as well. I attended the City Council Strategic Plan Workshop, and we did quite a lot of work finalizing our two-year budget plan. So the budget is for the fiscal year 1920, which starts July 1st and ends June 30th in 2020, and then the following year for 2020-2021.
I'm sorry, is it okay if I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead, Commissioner Murr.
I wanted to, two slides back.
Sure.
I had two questions, one more. Two, I would love to see, I assume that the library attendance varies per season, and I was wondering if you might be able to prepare a graph for us for, you know, last year and then how we compare. So, the month-to-month comparison is definitely very interesting, but I would also like to see these general trends over years, since you had said before that visitors were very low and it's slowly increasing, which is great. But so I would like to see that long-term trend if that's possible.
Okay, yes, I'll prepare that for the next meeting.
And then my next question is just about the Hoopla and what the financial model. So you said it was a pay to download. So anytime someone downloads, then you get a bill. Is that how that service works?
Black Gold bills us quarterly for that service. So because it is a pay per download service, we limit our patrons to 10 downloads per month.
Mm-hmm.
And because it is a download service and we're doing the library cards for all of the students in the district, when we talked to the kids at Dos Pueblos, they were so excited about the prospect of being able to download music and movies and comic books, graphic novels, that we made a point of adding in quite a bit extra to the next 2 years' budgets for Hoopla. We also have been noticing that every month the Hoopla usage has been increasing exponentially.
And how do you set your budget for that? I mean, are you coming in under budget for your what you set aside for Hoopla, or are you increasing it? No. Are you going over routinely?
We had to do a budget assessment of that, and we were going to come in a little bit over. So we had to do a request to increase mm-hmm. our budget amount for this year, for the final quarter.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So the grant that I mentioned about the library cards, the Student Success Initiative, we've created all the library cards for the Brandon Elementary School kids, and we dropped them off this week. Children's librarian is in communication with the school, and she will do visits to the classes. Library card applications are at 3 other schools, and I visited the junior high PTA in March to just reinforce with the parents what the library has to offer to the children and also what it has to offer as in support to parents and families. In terms of the Harwood grant, we did a Harwood conversation with the Goleta Chamber of Commerce Ambassadors Group, which yielded great data and also enabled us to impart information on the things we can offer to local business owners. We held a conversation with the Kellogg PTA, which also yielded great data. And one of the side benefits that we're finding from doing the Harwood conversations is that we're making great connections in the community. One of the local real estate owners attended the Harwood, the Goleta Chamber of Commerce Harwood. And since then, he and I have met and talked about various marketing efforts that we can do. He specializes in marketing to the Latinx population, and he had some great ideas for us. So we are going to be working cooperatively on that.
So just a question, if I may, could you just delve a little bit further into the detail on the presentation to the Goleta Chamber of Commerce and sort of what their thoughts are and how they are interested in, you know, providing input and using this?
Well, we did the Harwood conversation where we asked them the 10 questions about what they would like to see out of library service. And then the last 10 minutes we spent just explaining to them various library services that we thought would be most useful to them as business owners and then also as parents or community members. And so we collected data from them, and then we also gave them information that a lot of them did not know. And we received a number of offers of help afterwards, and particularly in terms of marketing, which it has become clear to us that we're not doing an effective job marketing our services. So that's what we found out. I also attended the Goleta Chamber breakfast shortly afterwards, and you get 20 seconds to talk about your business. So I featured one of our paid databases that I thought would be most useful to business owners. And we've had, we've noticed that use has gone up as a result. So I think that was effective, and that's a partnership that we definitely want to increase.
Excellent. Thank you. I think that's really important. Raising the profile of the Goleta Library and services is obviously paramount, so thank you for doing that. And I'm glad to see that you already got feedback and you know, an uptick in,
yes.
in traffic. That's great.
Yes. The Harwood is a gift that just keeps on giving.
Should you be on the next slide? I think we've been talking about...
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. The Friends of the Library helped us out tremendously. They subscribe to all of our magazines that we subscribe to for next year so that we can put that part of the book budget toward more books and DVDs and other materials. So we're very grateful to them. In terms of programming, we're seeing incredible attendance at our children's programs. Dr. Seuss's birthday was in March, as any of you who are parents would know. A lot of the schools did activities around that, and we did as well. Our Dr. Seuss birthday celebration attracted 203 participants. Wiggly Storytime, which is for children ages 14 months to 3 years with an adult or caregiver, was held 7 times and attracted an amazing 472 attendees. We have a woman on staff who, she's a magician. She can hold baby's attention even if she has 40 of them in a room. Mm. She sings and does finger plays and stories and nursery rhymes and holds them spellbound, and it's magical, and she models appropriate behavior for the parents and appropriate literacy, and it's her following grows all the time, so it's just a wonderful thing to see. Bilingual Storytime is a new program, and it's starting to attract more families. We had 4 sessions in March and had 64 attendees. 15 adults took advantage of our free tech tutoring program, and those are mostly UCSB students who are offering their time and expertise, and we are going to be making that an appointment based program from now on. And then we have a knitting and crocheting group who call themselves the Goodland Yarn Works, and they meet weekly, and they make items for charitable organizations in the community and then outside of the country. They met 4 times, and there were 63 participants.
Just a moment. I know that we have speakers. If you could just turn on your lights so I can make sure I get everybody in the right order. So Commissioner Peck and then Commissioner Murray,
please. Just going back to the magazine slide for a second, something to keep in mind going forward. There are online magazine services that at some point are really going to start costing out. There was one called Texture, which Apple bought. There's Zinio, there's Magster. And there's one called Redly. These may have some kind of economy of scale going on down the line, so just something to watch for.
Thank you.
We actually do have a downloadable magazine program called RB Digital, which I'll be talking about next month.
Mm-hmm. My question's about Wiggly Storytime. I mean, it's so exciting that you're getting that many, but if I'm doing my math right, you have about 60 listeners. Are you at all space constrained?
We have had to move it from what used to be the Storytime Pit, which is now the Jake Boisel room, into the multipurpose room.
And how many people can you accommodate in the multipurpose room?
We can accommodate over 100 people.
Oh, okay. So you still have some ways to go.
Yes. Okay. So we offer the Wiggly Storytime twice a week because we were offering it once a week and getting too many people to the point where it was not conducive to early literacy practices, so we're doing it twice a week now.
Mm-hmm. Great.
In terms of collection development, we had some savings in our book budget, so we weeded the travel collection quite heavily and purchased 200 new titles. Most of them have come and started checking out immediately. We added many new titles in the Books on CD collection, which we weeded for excess use. Many of them had gone out over 200 times and were in just terrible condition. Yeah. We sent out an RFP for the purchase of books and audiovisual materials in fiscal year 1920 and 2021. We opted to stay with our current 2 vendors for a variety of reasons.
Thank you. We were just playing with our lights. We're fine now. We know how they work now.
We're also wiggly.
It's been a long day, hasn't it?
But you were just as spellbinding.
In terms of outreach, we held a number of meetings in March with different Isla Vista organizations in order to establish outreach opportunities going forward. I attended, as I told you, the Goleta Chamber of Commerce breakfast and made several connections for partnering. For example, one of the connections that we made resulted in us planning a blood drive at the library in June with Vitalant, which used to be called, I can't remember what their old name was. It was nowhere as near as snazzy as Vitalant. We had a table at the food distribution event on April 4th at the Isla Vista Elementary School, where we gave away approximately 65 children's books, Dr. Seuss pencils, stickers, as well as information about the library in English and Spanish. And we also did the Harwood Ask there, where we asked them four questions. I brought a bilingual staff member with me and another staff member with me. And we just did another event there Thursday and saw a lot of the same families, and it feels great that we're helping them build a home library. The children's librarian and I staffed a table at UCSB's four-hour care event on April 10th. This was an event that was aimed at promoting volunteer opportunities for students. So we not only had a number of students fill out volunteer applications, but we found some community organizations with whom to partner with at library programs at the library. And then we did have a vandalism event at the library this month at the end of the March. We had a fire alarm go off, and when I went down, there was no fire, but there was vandalism. Someone vandalized our large Marburg recycling bin, and it needed to be replaced with a new one, which Marburg did immediately, so we were very grateful to them. And that is my director's report for March.
Thank you, Director Gray. Are there any other questions that we'd like to follow up on? Okay, go ahead.
Is vandalism common, or is this like something that is, that's happened, you know, every few months? Is something that hardly ever happens? Is this?
It hardly ever happens.
If there are no other items, then we will receive the presentation on library physical materials. Thank you, Director Gray.
Okay. So as I said, next month I will do a presentation for you on downloadable virtual materials, but I wanted to start with physical library materials so that everyone can be conversant fully with all of the services that we have at the library, because one of your roles is to be library ambassadors. So we're going to go over the physical materials that the library has. We own over 83,000 physical circulating items, and those include materials for adults, teen, children, and those also include large print materials. We have DVDs, Blu-rays, books on CD, and music CDs, Spanish materials of all types for all ages, and we have our new collection, The Library of Things. So all of it is online.
My apologies to interrupt you. Could you expand a little bit on the Library of Things?
I will be doing that a little bit later in my presentation. All these materials are online in the Black Gold Cooperative Library System online catalog, and all of them are available to anyone who has a library card in Black Gold. So I'm going to turn on my laser pointer here, and so it's kind of hard to see on the screen, but Black Gold, if you have not searched it recently, is searchable in a variety of ways. When you go to our library site and just click on Black Gold or Library Catalog, you will get a screen like this and a quick library search up here. You can type in a keyword, and there is a box down here which says limit by, and you, if you click on the drop down box, you can limit by format. So you can limit by book, DVD, book on CD, music, that kind of thing. And then you can do the same thing over here on the left. So there's two different ways of doing it, and on the left here, It says digital resources, which I know is impossible to see, but and it breaks down the downloadable databases that we have access to.
So there is an RB Digital Magazines link right there under digital resources, and so there's where you have that Hoopla Digital too.
Right. So I couldn't help resist the temptation of typing in one of my favorite books, 100 Years of Solitude, and you can see a little bit more clearly here where it's showing you that there are one of six entries for 100 Years of Solitude, and then again, you can limit it by all formats, and if I did the drop down, that would give us a variety of what we could search for: book on CD, we could search for large print, books, if there's a movie of it, we could search for that. And then here you can sort your search by latest publication date, author, then title, most popular. There are a number of ways. And on the left, you can narrow your search, and you can actually narrow it by the assigned branch. So if you only want to see what Goleta Library owns, you can click Goleta Library, and that helps you from having to wade through multiple results, so that it's kind of, you know how when you search something on Goleta and you get on Google and you get thousands of results, sometimes that can happen in black gold. This will help you to limit that large number of results. So if you only want the book of 100 Years of Solitude and you want to see if it's on the shelf in Goleta, you could just click Type of Material Book and Goleta Library, and on here it would show you if we had the book in Goleta.
Vice Chair Freeman?
So I'm curious, it's local availability, 20 of 33. So first of all, does that mean that 13 of them are checked out?
Yes.
Okay. Then system availability, which I'm assuming is limited by, because you checked only Goleta Library, which is why it also says 20 of 30. And so it almost answered my question. But then I just wanted to verify the other libraries, the +3, +3, +3, is that indicating that they each have three copies?
Most likely, yes. So, it looks like San Luis Obispo only has two, yes.
Okay. So And the only reason why I felt the need to actually like verify that for sure is because we have 20 of them and they have three of them because we know the book's awesome.
No, that means there are 33 copies total in black gold and 20 of them are available on the shelf at the various libraries. So that doesn't mean the system is not sophisticated enough to show just what is on Goleta. You have to click over here, where is it? And then that will show you the screen that shows you every library and where it is on the shelf.
So what is the difference between local availability and system availability then?
It's basically the same thing.
Okay.
It's one of the weird and wonderful characteristics of Polaris. And then also below there also will tell you how many holds there are system-wide. So you do have to drill down to get to the information to find out where it is in Goleta and how many copies are actually on the shelf.
Thank you.
Now here I typed in Beauty and the Beast, and over here it says available now 215 items, and you can see there are 285 books that show up under that keyword. There are 191 electronic resources, 137 ebooks, 100 sound recordings, 75 musical recordings, and so on. So it's returned 452 results here. So this is where you would want to limit it by material type. And so if you were looking for the DVD, say, you would click here and select DVD and then the search, and that would lower the number of results that you would have. So it's fairly versatile in terms of allowing you to search specifically for what you want. If you find something that you want and it's not on the shelf, or we do not own it at Goleta, you can place a hold. And it's called place request in this computer system. So say I wanted to place a request on this item. We can see that there are 11 copies in the system. There are 0 of 11 on the shelf, and there are currently 6 holds on those 11 copies. So if I wanted to place a hold, I would click place request. And then you just need to input your library card number and your password, which the default is your last name in lowercase, but you can change that. And then click login. And you would specify which branch you would like to pick that item up in, and click continue, and your hold would be placed. And you're allowed to have 10 holds at any particular time.
And so how long is that hold active?
Until that hold is active until you deactivate it, okay, or until you get
received
the item.
Thank you.
And our patrons get first dibs on anything that we own. So that is why we have been trying to purchase multiple copies of high demand items. Now, if we don't own an item and you would like us to own it, you can suggest that we purchase it. And so this is our main screen, and you go up to I want to here, and then this bar shows up, and this says suggest a purchase. You click on that, and a form pops up, which I did not copy on there, but if you do want something, you can request that we purchase a book, DVD, book on CD, music CD. It doesn't matter. The only thing that we cannot purchase for you is an electronic item, because that purchasing of all of the items in the downloadable databases are done on a black gold level.
Commissioner Murr.
How does a collection development team assess the request, and what goes into their decision whether or not to purchase that item?
We've been trying to use this suggest a purchase as a collection development tool, and we're finding a lot of the requests are for items that we didn't realize we no longer had. Mm-hmm. So it's been very valuable for that. It also, we are getting a lot of requests for foreign DVDs through this, so that we're increasing our foreign DVD collection. We do have a collection development policy, so we do try to follow that, and there are a number of criteria in there. But essentially, as long as the book is stays within a certain dollar amount and is not a textbook, if it fits within our collection, we do try to purchase it. And then we email the person that requested the purchase and let them know that it will be showing up in the Black Gold catalog in a couple of weeks, and then they can place a hold on that item.
And then how many requests do you get a month?
You know, that's a really good question. I'll have to get back to you with the answer on that.
It seems like a great way to, you know, stay engaged with your visitors and really meet their needs.
Yes.
Could you talk a bit about the research historical documents of the world function?
Yes, that's a database that we now have access to. It's a Gale resource database that we have access to thanks to Black Gold and, I believe, through the State Library of California. It's something that recently was made available to all California public libraries. If we are unable to purchase the book through the request to purchase form, we do have this other program called Zip Books. It's funded by the California State Library, And it's available for books, large print books, or books on CD that were published 2 years prior to today and cost less than, I believe, $55 a piece. So if we get a request for something like that through the Suggest to Purchase program, we will order it through the ZipBook program and have the item shipped directly to the requester from Amazon to their home address. They can use it for as long as they need to, and then when they're done, they bring it to the library when they're finished with it, and then we'll decide at that point whether we want to add it to the collection or not. So this is funded by the California State Library. It allows us to purchase materials that we probably would not generally use our book budget to purchase. So it's a great way to get materials for people that are maybe a bit more niche that that otherwise libraries wouldn't purchase. This is a fairly new program, and it's one of the few ways that the state is funding libraries.
Do you know if this was bond funded or just funded through the legislature?
It's funded through the legislature, and it's one of the two main programs, well, really two only programs that they're talking about funding in the future. So the Library of Things is a new collection of non-traditional 3D items. Back in the 60s and 70s, libraries frequently used to circulate artworks, paintings, and things like that. I remember that from my mom's library. And also fishing poles were super popular in the 60s. So it's sort of the trend is coming back around. And we were one of the three libraries in Black Gold who really wanted to do this. So we've started a collection that currently has 18 items. And when I checked on May 1st, all but one of them were checked out. We have a portable record player. We have robots for kids to learn drop and drag coding. We have coding games for kids. We have a portable projector that people can hook up to their computer and do presentations. We have cake pans, games, puzzles. I'm now determined to get a metal detector because Santa Maria has one and they've got multiple holes on it. And I wanted to get one, but I couldn't figure out how to process it. But if they figured it out, I'm going to figure it out too. we have virtual reality goggles and we've got holds on those. So it's we haven't done a huge amount of publicity about it, but the items immediately started checking out. Now, it's a pilot program through Black Gold. So the Black Gold made the rule that they must be borrowed from the owning library and returned to the owning library. So someone from, you know, Paso Robles could come to Goleta and check out one of these items, but they would have to return it to us.
Commissioner Murr and then Commissioner Goodman.
And so can you see what's available online, or do you have to go into the library to see what's available?
You can see what's available online. The best way to do it is to do a keyword search of Library of Things and then limit your search by, there's a category, a drop-down box, Library of Things, and then limit your search to Goleta, and you'll see all of our items.
And once this kind of moves out of the pilot phase, will you maybe highlighted on your website in a way that will make it a little bit easier to find?
Yes, we do have it, I believe, on the website. And as we get all of our, we've got a sort of a backlog of items that need to be processed because the main challenge with this collection is how to process some of these items. A lot of them have a lot of pieces and a lot of small pieces, so it can be something of a challenge. And some of them are just large pieces of machinery. So we do have a backlog of things that need to be processed. Once they're all processed, we're going to do a big PR push.
And sorry, one more question. Are you going to be asking for donations for the Library of Things at some point in the future?
Yes, we've already started getting cake pans from people, so we're excited about that, yes.
And I'm wondering, how long can people check these things out? I know books you can do at least 2 renewals, so that's 9 weeks. Is it the same for things?
Books, actually, on all materials, you have up to 5 renewals, automatic renewals. As long as no one puts a hold on the item, your material renews 5 times. So with the Library of Things, you check them out for 3 weeks. And yes, if no one placed a hold on it, you would be able to renew. Our most popular and our first Library of Thing is our Moxie Passes. We're working in partnership with the Moxie Museum. And we have 2 family passes. A family of 5 can go to the museum for free. And so these only circulate for a week, though, because we have such a huge holds list. We have we've had them for, I believe, 8 months now, and we've consistently had between 50 and 60 people on the hold list for the 2 passes. So that's been a very popular program.
So was this a donation from Moxie, or was...
No, okay. This was a purchase, yes. And we just met with them last week, and we're planning on getting them again. In fact, we're hoping to get 3 passes so that families get them a little bit quicker.
Excellent, thank you.
And that ends my presentation on physical materials at the library.
Are there any questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to future agenda items.
I will be bringing you the promised budget presentation starting at the next meeting. The finance department is creating a program so that it's all automated, so that there will not be any human error in calculating the numbers. So that's why we postponed it to the next meeting.
Okay. And so then in moving forward, I would imagine there's a plan for agendizing different items and different topics. Is that what you're looking mm-hmm. towards? Any questions at all? Not a chatty bunch tonight? If there aren't any other questions, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.
Rhapsody. And when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then saw through the starlit sky.